even bigger than that. We are overflowing out of the seat, and I can't look at him, he doesn't look at me. Once you step on, you might never get off of the commuter train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, it's a trip and a half. My face is pressed up against the window, and through it I can see the reflection of the train. I spy on the big guy sitting next to me. He's drinking two beers and reading the New York Post, trying not to get in my way. Now everybody knows what kind of day that is. He is miserable and I am miserable. We are miserable. Can't we have a party? Would he rather have a party? After all, we have to sit here, and he's even drinking a beer. I wanna ask him what's his name, but I can't, 'cause I'm so afraid of the man on the train. Once you step on, you might never get off of the commuter train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, it's a trip and a
Welcome to Cushy Radio. My name's Allie Laube, and today we're listening to experimental music, starting with I Make You Nervous by Lalka.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hi, Bitch, cause CM, this CM, this CIA, and this guy who ya to lead in home must we must stay out.
Thank you for tuning in to Cushy Radio this week. My name's Ali Laube, and today we're going to be listening to experimental pop, mostly pop music. This episode of the show is almost entirely Canadians. The first two artists, Lalka, who you just heard with I Make You Nervous, and this next performer, Shy Girl, are the only Americans. I love Shy Girl. This song is called Body. It is amazing.
What you like, come I have to keep you close, throw it back, ride it right, arch back, hands and thigh, I'm about to get loose tonight. Now tell me, is it good, are you feeling right, come and get up in it, you know I wish you might, like to take you home, like to be alone, not alone, just you and me, I really need ya. I just wanna get down, yellow.
That was Body by Shy Girl, one of the two Americans on the show today. Everybody else is from right here in Canada, which is pretty sweet, especially because we have so much interesting experimental music on the show today. So next up, I'm going to be playing the first local of the week with Kick. That's K-I-C-C-C. And this song is called Hard to Love, off of their new record. Make sure that you listen to this great new local because their music is just like very interesting production wise. After this, we're going to be keeping it to different acts around the country. Not that many Vancouver acts this time around, so hold Kick close to your heart if you're excited about getting that Vancouver talent on your listening radar. I will also say, before we go into this, I have an apology to make for playing a band who has had some serious allegations made against one of its members. Trigger warning, that'll be coming after this song. But right now, this is Kick with Hard to Love.
You make it so hard to love. me. We so sweet, taste like honey. One day I'll be your wifey. You give me all your money.
You're leaving, so how to love? I'll take it when we're making up. Cause it feels so good and fun when we're just getting on. I know it's not good, it's talking and just fill you up. Now that it's all said, totally over. You must have found.
Song was called Hard to Love by Kick. That's K-I-C-C-C. And I said before the break I'd be making an apology about a band I played. I'm gonna do that now. Last week I played an act called Girlwood, G-R-L-W-O-O-D. One of the members, the front person, has been accused of serious sexual assault. And that is something that I only became aware of because one of you listeners let me know after I played them. Thank you very much, and I'm deeply sorry for anybody who I hurt or whose trust I betrayed by playing that music. I am as careful as I can be. I put a lot of care into making sure that the folks who I play on the show are safe because I consider this a digital space that I would like to keep as safe as possible. So thank you for your trust, and I'm sorry for the mistake. I would also like to move on to say this next act is an absolute staple of the scene here. I've been listening to his music for a while. This is Skinny Local, and this song is called Gol Gol Rani. If you like it, give Skinny Local a listen. That's another one of the locals, not just because it's in the name, just local talent.
Good morning, children. Today we are going to sing a poem from thousands and thousands of years back. It is called Gol Gol Rani. I'll start. Gol Gol Rani, itta itta pani. Gol Gol Rani.
Gol Gol Rani,
itta itta pani.
Itta itta pani.
Very good.
Gol Gol Rani.
Don't leave yet. We are almost finished.
That song. That was Gol Gol Rani by Skinny Local. That song is just so cool. And next up, we have someone else who's also doing really cool stuff. This is somebody who I am lucky enough to know personally, not through my work with Cushy, but just because we connected over Instagram during the pandemic, and we've actually been able to, like, talk on video conference now. Pseudo Antigone, who I think put out one of the most interesting records of the year, is an incredible songwriter, someone with an amazing sense of humor, if you're interested in following them on social media, and also somebody who's just, like, always pushing the boundaries of what they're doing with their production. I love to see it. I'm always a fan of catching up with the woman behind the act, Simone, but at the same time, staying tuned to what she's doing, because she's also an event organizer. Very cool stuff. This track is called Everything You Made Me Do, and it's off of a record that Pseudo Antigone put out this year. If you like what you hear, give it a listen. And keep in mind, these artists are like the creme de la creme of Canadian hyperpop right now, and of Canadian experimental pop. There really are a lot of people who are pushing the limits of what they're used to doing with their songwriting. But within the context of Canadian pop music, you know, you have to historically do a lot to be seen. And I think that this is an exaggeration of that. Quite loud, abrasive sounds are making a huge comeback, and Canadians are a big part of that sound, at least in my own playlists. Here's Pseudo Antigone. This song is called Everything You Made Me Do. Interesting way to use vocals. That's one of my favorite things about the hyperpop craze and the vocoder craze and the autotune craze, all these things that are coming back. Huge fan of it. I love it. I've written about it a little bit, and I think that it's quite inspiring. Pseudo Antigone wrote that song. It's called Everything You Made Me Do. And now we're going to be listening to another amazing Canadian hyperpop writer, Petal Supply. Someone who's from the island, and someone who I actually just discovered this year when I was writing about hyperpop, and I had to do a whole bunch of research into who was producing all of this music. It turns out Petal Supply is, like, very well known, works with a lot of people, works with a lot of famous people. and still seems to have managed to keep a relatively low profile, so I'm really curious about them. I really like all of their music. Them and Black Winter Wells, those two, they're very interesting to me as producers. I kind of follow what they do. And there are quite a few names also on the features list here that you might know. Umru, Himera, and Trendy Trendy. So it's an interesting collab. This song is extremely long, bear with me, just kind of get into it. Imagine it's a really long, hard DDR song. It's called One, just the number one. And I'll say those names one more time. Pedal Supply, Umru, Himera, and Trendy Trendy. Mostly SoundCloud names, so that's where you're gonna find them. At least for the most part. This one is on Spotify. Support these artists. Enjoy.
you I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Cushy Radio, and I'm Allie Laube, number one fan of Amy Goodman, and also associate director of Cushy Entertainment. You might also know my name and or face and or voice from one of the other things I do, such as working with my band Primp, or with this radio station, or with another radio station, or my journalism. I do quite a few things, and this radio show is the only way I have to consistently connect with you folks, listeners, and people who care about what Cushy's up to. So please give us a follow if you like this show. It's Cushy Entertainment, that's C-U-S-H-Y Entertainment on Instagram. We're currently looking for support, so if you want to volunteer or donate, check out our website or check out our social media and DM us. We can redirect you or tell you what we need. Next, we're going to be listening to Haunted by Laura Less. I love this song. It has so much energy. That was Haunted by Laura Less. I love that song so much. I think there's something about how those vocals sound that it's amazing. Like, yes, I understand that it's kind of Alvin and the Chipmunksy, but it simulates the energy behind a scream without an actual scream. I think it's because it simulates vocal cracks, and I'm in love with it. So that song is cool. Obviously, I like it. This next song is also amazing by an artist named Simka. That's T-S-I-M-K-A. This is a series of singles and then remixes of those singles. The song's called Alder, and the remix is by Paka Papa Remix, or Pacha Papa Remix. This record is one of my favorites to come out this year. There were a lot of great remix records. This one was really good. Simka. Give it a listen on Bandcamp. This is Alder. We'll be right back.
to state the obvious. Live here now and in this moment's grace. I'm a rambler living with my land. Here to love this and make that continuum of magic in us. And Nisma is the land. We have love for homeland and gratitude for life.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
You just listened to Alder, the Pacha Papa remix by Simca. We have a few more left on the show today, some of my favorites actually, and all Canadians, like I said before. So we're going to be starting with Zora Jones, somebody who you probably know I love if you've listened already to this album. It was one of my top contenders for the best Canadian albums of the year, and I definitely 100% recommend that you check it out. Zora Jones, spelled like it sounds, Z-O-R-A-J-O-N-E-S. And Low Orbit Iron Cannon is the name of this song. There's something just apocalyptic and ominous about it. It almost reminds me of like a Hans Zimmer score or something. There's just something very dramatic about it, but I live for the drama. This is Low Orbit Iron Cannon.
We'll be right back.
I love that song. It's terrifying, right? Terrifying. Feels like the whole world is just like crashing down around you. Oh, thank you, Zora Jones, for your catastrophic, just skin-crawling, overwhelming, beautiful music. Now we have two songs. This is a band that I'm never going to shut up about them. It's just never, never going to happen. Ever. And I think that most people who know me by now and have been talking to me about music this year know about this band, because I just can't stop talking about them. So we don't know if this band is ever going to make music together again, because they had to reevaluate what they wanted to do with their band after their fans made it really difficult for them to be artists because they were just harassing them. And that's unfortunate, because it means we don't know if we're going to get more music, but I'm hopeful, because I think that this record that they put out, Forever in Your Heart, this year, is the best thing they've ever done, and I think that it could just keep getting better, at least I hope so. This song is off that record. The name of the act is Black Dresses, also Canadian, and the song is We'll Figure It Out. If this isn't exactly your speed, there are songs on the record that have different vibes. I've already played quite a few of them though, so for the sake of variety, here is We'll Figure It Out by Black Dresses. The best, most apathetic sounding vocalists this scene has to offer right now.
Solve 10,000 years of problems. The next generation gives all of the hope. Fix it all up till nothing is wrong.
Nothing is wrong.
Piling it up.
Piling it up.
Pass it on.
Pass it on.
I know we can solve all of the problems.
I'm baking it. It's broken. I open it. It opens. I'm baking it. It's broken.
That was We'll Figure It Out by Black Dresses, and It's so catchy. I just, every time I hear that chorus, you know, I'm breaking it, it's broken, I open it, it opens. The whole thing, it makes me want to jump, you know? Like, it's the kind of music that makes, reminds me of the feeling I had when I was, like, a teenager going to shows. And I just had so much passion and energy in me, and I just wanted to move to the music. And I don't really feel that often anymore, because I'm a jaded old woman now. But when I listen to that record and when I listen to Black Dresses, I feel that energy again. I feel that excitement and passion and the fire. And I love that so much about Black Dresses, that they always have that fire with them. And I can feel it. And their music is so fun. It's just so fun. Ugh. For the angry party girls, maybe that's what it is. I am going to play the deep cut for you now. It's the last song of the day. It's by Hildegard, who is getting a lot of talk from the Montreal scene. The song is called Jour 2, or Jour 2, I should say, Day 2, by Hildegard.